Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Katie Petrillo is here, too. Katie's a new friend. She's the product manager with LastPass product, which is LogMeIn's identity and access management solution, and she's here to talk to us about passwords and identity access management and the new survey, the third annual Global Password Word Security Report. Katie Petrillo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, first let's talk about, before we get into the report, let's talk about what it's all about, and that's identity access management, or as we like to see out here on Main Street, passwords, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
So why do we need,
I mean, a password's a password. Why do we need to talk about this so much?
Yeah, passwords, they are everywhere. They have really encroached their way into every single part of our day and our workspace and also like our personal lives as well. But the problem is passwords are risky. I mean, think about the last couple of years, like the names, you know, LinkedIn or HBO. These are some of the big names that have had some significant breaches. Like you've seen them in the news with the term security breach.
Right.
And a lot of that comes down to risky passwords. And so they are certainly a challenge for organizations. And if you think about your workplace, I have passwords at every step of my day. All of my work that I do, it's all online. It's all on applications. And so I have to log in to get into everything.
Yep, me too.
It's kind of
cumbersome and clunky. And it can get annoying too, can it? When you forget a password, you get locked out or something.
I have a confession.
More than once, I've had to pick up the phone and call them and say, "Hey guys, I'm sorry I did it three times. Please unlock me."
Yeah, and think about that. You're one employee, and you're calling the same IT team, and that's a lot of time spent for you to go to reset that password, and also time for IT. What that translates to the company is dollars.
Of course, I'm a small business owner, Katie. I am IT.
Yeah, so you're calling yourself?
I am IT, but no, I'm talking about, call it like my bank or Delta Airlines or somebody like that.
Fidelity
or something like that. You know, I've had to call with my hat in my hand and say, "Please forgive me and unlock me," because I hit the button too many times and they said, "You're locked out because we don't know who you are." Well, this is a problem, isn't it? Passwords.
How do you get back in? Exactly. And how do you get back in? And when you do get back in and they say, "All right, you can go create a new password," what are you going to probably do? You're going to create a new password that's easy for you to remember. It's probably going to be something simple, you know, your first dog's name and your birthday or your anniversary and the first street you lived on. Things that are super easy for you to remember. But the problem, that's a really poor password. Weak passwords, we know from the Verizon data breach report that they cause 80% of the breaches that are out
there. Weak passwords.
I mean, that's the biggest problem.
Why would my dog's name and somebody else's birthday be a weak password?
Because those are things that are easy to guess. That information about you is probably already out there somewhere on your
Facebook. You identified your first dog somewhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. And your street name, or you've already put it.
And all they got to do is find out all the birthdays of your kids and your grandkids, and it takes them about 3 minutes to go through all those and try them out, right? In fact, the bad guys have computers that will do all that for them, don't they?
Totally. Yeah, that's like a brute force attack. It doesn't take a lot of time for them to figure out
brute force pieces
of information and all. Yeah, and just put those information pieces together, and boom, then they got your password.
It sits there, folks. These programs sit there and aggregate different pieces of information, and they have these programs that will sit there and just crank out these options until they find one that hits like a safe cracker, you know, putting their stethoscope up to the door to hear the thing click. So what is an example of a good password? What's a strong password look like?
You want to create something that is long. It's got to be lengthy, which of course we all know is a little bit annoying to entering in, but it's got to be long.
I love my visit with Katie Petrillo in October.
Exactly. There you go.
Is that a good password?
Throw in some numbers in there. Throw in some you know, uppercase, maybe a character or two. And you know, to use a passphrase like that, I think is good. However, that passphrase makes a little bit too much sense. You kind of want your mm-hmm. passphrase to not make sense. So
right.
think about words that don't make any sense together. Keyboard,
right.
door, blue, mm-hmm. you know, those are all very simple. But how do you put all these things together in a random way? So you can still remember keyboard, blue.
But the problem, Katie, how do you remember that? See, that's the problem.
Well,
I don't
have
a problem coming up with a crazy password. How do I remember that?
Yeah, just like you said in the intro, thankfully we have tools for things like this, and that's where mm-hmm. a password manager comes into play, like LastPass, which is probably where, if your listeners are familiar with LastPass, it's as a password manager, not necessarily as an identity and access solution just yet.
I've got a password manager that does
yeah.
work, but it sometimes is as annoying as not remembering my password.
Okay.
So it's not yours. It's not yours. It's another one because I
yeah.
didn't know. I just found out about you guys. But you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It helps me, but sometimes it doesn't help me.
Okay. Well, see, that's definitely, like I say, you obviously want a password manager that is going to be secure. They're using really good code, really good security practices. They are constantly evaluating their software. You want them to be very secure. However,
yeah.
the other side of that, it's got to be easy to use.
But if you want to use,
now,
one thing
secure,
we got to say, Katie, if you're going to use a password, I'm assuming you're going to keep up to date. But one thing you have to realize, that I found out, and you correct me if I'm wrong with your stuff, if you're going to use a password system like hers, at least the one that I have, you have to do work in the beginning to get it set up, because if it doesn't know what you know, until you tell it what you know and give it the instructions, it doesn't have anything
correct.
To store. What do you think? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I mean, there's kind of two phases when you're starting to get started with a password manager. So number one is just kind of like acceptance and trying to just getting everything that you do know, all those passwords that are in your head or on a spreadsheet, and getting those into a password manager like LastPass.
You have to do
that
the work. You have
time.
To do the work
yeah.
and establish it at the beginning. It reminds me of when you get a new computer or a new phone, you're sort of
yeah.
you spend the first 2 days just getting it reset up. You're gonna have to do
yeah.
that if you get
yep.
a password manager, aren't you?
Right, right.
But
the thing about LastPass is that
it pays dividends, though, folks. I need your website quickly, Katie.
LastPass.com is where you
LastPass.com. Folks, yeah, I recommend that you get a password manager, even though it takes a little work. We're going to talk about this survey, Katie, report on the survey after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.